Yerushalmi Trumoth, corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Sadivov. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Aleph from the base at the Mishnah. Haya Eichel Be'eshkol V'nichnas Minagina Lechotzer V'Blezer Oime Yigmor V'Vishur Oime Lo Yigmor. If a person was eating a bunch of grapes and he entered from the garden into the courtyard, thereby obligating the grapes in Trumoth and Masus, V'Blezer says that he may finish eating it in the garden, V'Vishur says he may not finish it without tithing. If night fell on Friday night, Rebbe Lezer says that he may finish eating it, Rebbe Shur says he may not, because unlike on a weekday, on Shabbos one may not even snack on untithed produce, but one may also not tithe on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Tamanta ninan, gefen shi natura b'chotza, noiteles kola eshkol, v'chem b'rimoin v'chem b'avatiach, divrei Rebbe Taufan. We have a Mishnah in Maseches Maisus. If a vine was planted in a courtyard that creates an obligation to tithe, according to Bitaufen, he may eat from it a cluster without tithing. The same is true for a whole pomegranate or a whole melon. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and permits eating only single grapes. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Oimer, Rabbi Taufen, Kur, Rabbi Eleza. Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Chia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that Rabbi Taufen reasoned like Rabbi Eleza of our Mishnah. I should say, Rabbi Taufan oisek akitzas ha'eichel ketchilasei. Rabbi Taufan viewed detaching the food from its stem as the beginning of eating the entire cluster. Rabbi La, Rabbi Yasser b'shem Rabbi Yochan, oim Rabbi Taufan k'bleze. And Rabbi La and Rabbi Yasser, quoting Rabbi Yochan, says that Rabbi Taufan reasons like Rabbi Leza, oim Rabbi Taufan oisek achila achas shiyesh b'shtayim v'sholesh achilas k'achila achas. Rabbi Taufan says that even if he takes a fruit that has in it two or three eatings, it's considered one eating. My time with Rebbe Lezer, Meshum Shehifchel by Beheta. What's Rebbe Lezer's reasoning since he began with permission? Tani Rabbi Nosson Omer, Loisha Am Rebbe Lezer, Meshum Shehifchel by Beheta, Elash Rebbe Lezer Omer, Yamtin Ad Matzi Shabbos, Oy Ad Sheyetze, Chutz Lechotzer V'Yigmor. We have a brisa now from Rabbi Nosson that it's not that Rabbi Lezer said that it's because he began with permission, but rather Rabbi Lezer says that he should wait until Matzi Shabbos until he goes outside the courtyard. We come now to the next Mishnah. Yain shall truma shinizgale yishafich vein sachleme shall chulin shloisha mashkim asur mashim gilui amayim vayayin vachalav shakala mashkim mutarim kama yishav viyu asurim kadesh yavoy harachash mimokim koroiv vayishte. If truma wine and certainly chulin wine was left uncovered, he must spill it out since there is danger that a snake left his venom in it. Three drinks become prohibited if left uncovered, and they are water, wine, and milk. All other drinks are permitted. How long must they be uncovered to become prohibited? Enough time for the snake to come out from a nearby place and drink from it. Shir ha'mayim ha'magulim k'deshitavad v'hein amara. The quantity of water that remained uncovered that would nevertheless be permitted is enough to nullify the poison that's in it. Rabbi Yosi oimer v'kelim kol shehein v'kalkoiz abayim sar. Rabbi Yosi says for vessels any quantity is still prohibited, for a hole in the ground until 40 sar is prohibited. Nikure te'enim v'anovim v'kishurim v'hadiluim v'avatichim v'amalafafoinois afilahim Kika echad godol ve'echad cotton, echad polish ve'echad mechuba, kol sheyesh boi leicha asur, v'nechichas ha'nochash asur v'pnei sakonos nefoshes. Figs, grapes, cucumbers, pumpkins, melons, or sweet melons that are bitten, even if they are large and a person might think that they can eat from the area which is far from the hole, whether they are detached or still attached to the ground, as long as they are still moist, they are prohibited, and if it's been bitten by a snake, it's prohibited because there will be a danger to life for one who eats it. Hameshamereth shel yayin asura mishum giloi v'Rabbi Nechemya matir. A wine filter is prohibited because it's considered uncovered, Rabbi Nechemya permits it. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Rabbi Shim bar Ba, b'shem Rabbi Chanina, Yayin, Shinizgala, Yishafech, Afilah Shel Truma, Tavshe Shebishl B'mayim, Hamagulim, Afilah Shel Truma, Yishafech, Ve'en Tzarech Loima, Shel Chulin. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, and Rabbi Shem Bar Abba, quoting Rabbi Chanina, says that wine that was left uncovered must be spilled, even if it is Truma. A pot of food that was cooked with water that had been left uncovered must be spilled, even if it's Truma. Am Rabbi Yosi, Masnithin Amakain, Yayin Shel Truma, Shinizgala, Yishafech, Ve'en Tzarech Loima, Shel Chulin. Rabbi Yosi says, our Mishnah teaches this because it says, if truma wine, and certainly chulin wine, was left uncovered, he must spill it out. Havaya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, yayin shenizgala asa l'shtoisoi, v'im shu v'echmit me'elav, asa, te'in v'anovim shenikru, asa l'ashoisam v'im shiyehu, shiyehen, shihan, v'samku me'eleyem, mutaris. Havaya, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says, if wine was left uncovered, one may not leave it without spilling it away. If he left it and it fermented into vinegar, it's still prohibited. Figs and grapes that were bitten may not be left, and if he left them and they naturally dried out into dried figs or raisins, then they are permitted. Balsei Rabbi Chiya should say Ruba have a menakra b'te'ine begain d'leichlun chavaya v'have Rabbi Chiya avui achol minhain. The daughter of Rabbi Chiya the Great would bite figs so that others wouldn't eat from them, her father would eat from them. V'leif asor, well, isn't that prohibited? L'date have a uvda, he knew that his daughter did this, so he didn't have to be concerned that it was from a snake. V'afilu kein la'ase la'kein tani ra tzipor nikuris b'te'ine v'achbar v'nekeres b'avetiach asa aniyoma mokoy maneke achli. The Gemara asked the question, nevertheless it should be prohibited. Doesn't the Tosefta teach that if one saw a bird nibbling from a fig or a mouse nibbling from a melon, it's prohibited, as a concern that they were eating from the area that a snake had already previously eaten from? Menatra lehein havas. The answer is his daughter was careful to ensure that a snake hadn't eaten there previously. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachman b'shem Rabbi Shur ben Levi hachad v'amar v'masoik ein boi mishum gilui. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachman, quoting Rabbi Shur ben Levi, says that sharp, bitter and sweet wines are no problem to leave unattended, as a snake wouldn't drink from them. Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Shur ben Levi hachad v'amar v'masoik ein boi mishum gilui v'lo mishum yai nesech. Rabbi Simon, quoting Rabbi Shur ben Levi, says that sharp, bitter and sweet wines are not prohibited if left unattended, nor are they prohibited as yai nesech, as an idolater wouldn't use them for idolatry. Rav Simon Mefarish, Achad Kunditun, Vama Pastinun, Vamasoik Chamba Mevashla. Rav Simon explains that sharp refers to Kunditun, which is wine mixed with spices, bitter is Pastinun, which is wine together with a bitter herb called Pastinun, and sweet is wine that was cooked until it becomes sweet. Rav Shua Bar Zidol Havale Chamba Mevashla, Shinithyache Boshisagoi, Shalom Yanai Berib Shmol, Rabbi Yishmol, Amalei Lokein Am Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, Masak Imboi Lemishum Giloi, Lemishum Yain Nesech. Rabbi Shua Bar Zidl had cooked wine that had been left in the possession of a Gentile. He asked Rabbi Yanai, son of Rabbi Yishmol, as it's to his status, and Rabbi Yanai answered, didn't Rabbi Shimon say that sweet wine has no prohibition if left unattended, nor does it become prohibited as Yain Nesech?